A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Today on the Braves Country podcast, we'll meet Story, a brand new artist based in Atlanta, Georgia, who's actually from Scotland. Story has adopted all the things we love about the American South and seems to fit right in. And this prolific singer-songwriter is taking audiences by surprise across North America with his soulful folk rock and is just back from a tour across Canada opening for Atlanta rockers Collective Soul. His new record is a Live at the Print Shop release, and his manager is our old friend Adam Blank, who has brought him up to the Braves Radio Network studios today to meet our listeners and play a couple of his stunning songs live right here on the Braves Country podcast. Story, welcome to Braves Country.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Host, I gotta admit, like, I thought I was the only one with an accent, but turns out I've been Trump today. You throw the Trump card in, you got a better accent than I do.
Man, it's debatable. If people don't understand me, but I'm trying my best.
Well, look,
it down a little.
I would prefer not to, because then that could be like, I don't know what he said, but I love it. Moving from Scotland, though, you could have chose anywhere in America to live. And I'm born and raised in the South, obviously, so I love it. I think there's nothing like the American South. But what made you choose it over Los Angeles and New York and Chicago and Austin, Texas? There's a million places you could have been, and yet you're in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, the first time I came, it was a holiday at first to my wife, and we came and we were wanting to go to Muscle Shoals, and we wanted to see Atlanta, wanted to just see the South. So we came over, and that's when I met my good friend and manager, Adam, and ended up striking up a friendship there and for moving forward. And I came back a couple of times. We'd done some print shop recordings, and I like the South. I'm like you guys. It reminds me a bit of Scotland because it's very country, very countryside, but you can get into a big city if you want. So it's quite similar.
I love that. I got to tell you, I've never heard anybody compare the South to Scotland, but I'll take it.
Well, you know what I do all the time, actually? I got Scots heritage, and I think that we have a lot in common with Scotland, the South does.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know, it goes back in history. I mean, we both have a healthy disapproval of oppressive governments.
For sure.
You know, Scotland's always battling the English, and we kind of battled the North and all that. Now, neither one of us really won to the extent that we thought we were going to win, but that was actually good in the long run. We kind of learned to get along with the government to your South and to our North. And don't you feel there's kind of that rebel spirit in Scotland as well?
Yeah, for sure. It's always been there, and I think it'll always be there, that way of thinking and stuff. So yeah, there is definitely similarities of what you're saying, for sure.
Now, do you spend over there with the British pound or a Scottish pound or a euro? How do you do it?
It's just the British pound. So it's still, we've never converted over the euro back in Scotland or England.
Okay.
They've done it in Ireland, in parts of Ireland, but not anywhere else, just the pound.
Do you want Scotland to be independent, or are you okay with hanging with the Brit?
I'm in the middle with it, man. Yeah. I'm just,
whatever works out.
Yeah. Whatever.
Easy come, easy go.
But I love that you came over here initially to see Muscle Shoals, so that means you're kind of a fan of Southern music history, yeah?
Absolutely, man. I love all the ballet. My favourite singer ever is like Otis Redding from Macon, and just like, I wanted to come to the South and I wanted to learn a little bit about like the Swampers and stuff. That's kind of why I went down to Muscle Shoals, because I just love that band. But back to Atlanta, like in the surrounding area, we spent a lot of time in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and that's actually where I proposed to my wife and stuff.
Oh wow, so, congratulations.
Cool. We really
I love it up here.
So I
grew up in northwest Georgia, right at the kind of the foothills of those mountains. Nice. So yeah, it's beautiful there,
it's
man.
Beautiful.
It has my heart, no doubt about it. Now, I know in Europe as a whole, but Scotland too, man, soccer's huge, right? And y'all call it football, I know, right?
Yeah.
But here we call it soccer, and it's growing. And look, World Cup's coming here. It's going to be huge. Atlanta United's huge. They sell out Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
We're trying.
So soccer's growing exponentially. However, what we are stuck on are the Atlanta Braves, and I saw you have Braves jerseys, so that makes me feel good about you.
Yeah.
And then we're big college football fans. Have you been able to see or be a part of, or do you care anything about American sports like that?
Yeah, man, I'm actually learning a lot about it at the moment. I've been to a few Braves games with Adam, and I'm learning every time I go, and I'm enjoying it. The event itself is like far better than soccer back home.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, it's like so much more welcoming to everybody, and it's like there's a lot of trouble in the football games back home.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
you know about that.
I hear about it.
It's pretty crazy, and I just feel like the vibe with the Braves. It's I've had a great time going to those games.
Yeah, we don't fight as much in the stands.
It's cool. Yeah.
Well, I found something interesting. I took him to his first Braves game, and he was kind of just blown away by the whole atmosphere. But one thing he was intrigued by is that they served alcohol there, and I was thinking to myself, they don't serve alcohol at football games over in Scotland, because obviously we know it's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're
huge. And they're like,
And they don't.
Yeah.
And tell them the reason why. I guess they'll kill each other.
Honestly, man, it's just wild. There's certain teams that if they're playing each other, it's just a bit wild. The atmosphere, those games are good in a different way. They're quite funny. Crowd watching.
I can only imagine, like being at the airport.
Yeah,
it's just crazy people everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do the Scots do? Do they, or just soccer fans in general? I mean, football fans in general. But do they do what we call pre-gaming over there?
Like tailgate?
Tailgate or get ready?
Where you drink ahead of time?
Eat
and drink ahead of time.
Explain that to him. Tailgating, definition.
Tailgating, tailgating is a party we have here where you fold your tailgate on your truck and you sit on it and drink before the game in the parking lot.
Just a place to sit your pub sub or your chicken nuggets or whatever it is you're going to eat, and your just bar.
So what's the equivalent of tailgating for soccer?
In Edinburgh, when I lived at a place called Roseburn, which is the west end of Edinburgh, for a while, and there was a bar on the corner that was like the bar that you would go to before any game if you were playing one of the Edinburgh capital teams or the rugby, because the rugby stadium is just down from us too. So basically you just find the closest bar at the stadium, and it's normally like the streets are closed and
just packed
out, and if you can't get in the bar, you're probably just standing in the street with a can of beer or whatever.
Absolutely, whatever you can get hold of.
Very similar.
It's fascinating because I don't know how true Ted Lasso is, but I did watch Ted Lasso. Have you ever seen it? Do you even know what it is?
No, I've not.
Okay, so it's Jason Sudeikis, who was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he is a college football coach for the United States.
Yeah.
He's hired by a team, and I think it's a fictitious team called, Football Club Richmond or something. And so he moves over to the UK, moves over to London specifically, and he's coaching this soccer team, but he has no idea anything about soccer. Has no idea. But he's just this really positive guy, and everybody loves him. But what you don't know is that the woman who owns Richmond has hired him because he has no idea, and she wants to lose. She wants the team to lose.
Oh, kind of like the plot to Major League.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Kind of like that. And and so ultimately, he has some people that is around him, and he wins everybody over because he's so positive, and Richmond goes on to win.
Oh, right.
And then even the lady who wanted them to lose is on board, and it's just a happy story. But it gives it kind of some insight into that culture, that soccer culture, going to the local bar near the stadium. They do all of that. So it was just a really good show, really positive show, and it brought so much attention to soccer in the United States because the show was like number one. It was Apple TV, and it was gigantic. And now there's a TV show called Welcome to Wrexham. Have you heard of that one?
I actually haven't, but I'll need to check this out.
Yeah, so Wrexham, a real soccer club.
Yeah.
And it's owned by, who is it? What's his name? He's an actor in Hollywood, doesn't matter. Anyway, he owns the team.
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
Yes, yeah, that's there you go. Yeah. Nice work, story. Yeah. With the home run on the Braves Country podcast, on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. But, yeah, so Ryan Reynolds, and they're over there. And it's kind of like a live-action Ted Lasso because everything's happening in real time, and it's really, you know, a real team.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's those two shows have blown up here and has really introduced Americans to that culture, that soccer culture.
Yeah.
And they go through the crazy players and they go through the crazy fans and, you know, and then just the drinking culture and hanging out in the bars and in the pubs and supporting your team. So it's interesting that you talk about that because the only reason I know what you're talking about is because of those two
shows. You've seen that. Yeah. I mean, the football over here has grown with, especially bringing Messi.
Yeah.
Messi into Miami and stuff.
And he came to Atlanta and he wasn't scheduled to play. So people had bought their tickets way out, you know, and for just buku bucks.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they announced like the week or two before he's coming to play Atlanta United, he's not playing that night.
Right.
And it was the biggest letdown. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? How could this be so? And sure enough, he didn't play. But another great point in the fact that Messi's one of the biggest athletes in the world and all of a sudden is playing soccer, football in the United States, and it's bringing that attention to the sport. So,
What's your favorite team over there?
It's a great question.
In Scotland. Do you got a favorite team?
I grew up, I kind of lost interest in football a bit over the years, not like completely, but the Scottish football is kind of frustrating. But I did support Hibs, which is Hibernian FC. They're one of the Edinburgh capital teams. You basically got Hearts and you've got Hibs, and they're the two.
What about the Rangers? You know them?
Yeah, Glasgow again. Yeah. That's Glasgow Rangers, and you've got Celtic.
Yeah, so the Rangers are my team, and I'll tell you why. I was on tour over there, and I was having some foot issues. I had some plantar fasciitis, look it up, it's a terrible thing. And I asked the promoter if I could have some help seeing a doctor for that, and he's like, well, if it's feet that you got a problem with, you need to see the team doctor for the Rangers. So I went over to the Rangers facility and I saw, and he cured me of it. Like, I mean, he gave me the tools and the exercises to like cure me beyond it was great. It was like, so I really, you know, thank you to your Scottish brethren for helping out there. And I wanted to also say about Scotland, you know, so my great-grandfather's from Edinburgh, and he came over and built buildings. He was an architect and a farmer in Dallas. And so whenever I go there, I just the air feels right. And I just love, I went to the Edinburgh Castle.
Yeah.
And what do they fire that cannon, like once a day?
I mean, anybody's firing a cannon, I'm in.
Yeah, you can go see the cannon gets fired once a day. It's cool. Tell us about that. What is that about?
I think it's called the 1 o'clock gun. They shoot it off once a day. I actually, embarrassingly, don't know if I know the full story by why they do that. I did it. But they do it. They do it.
It might just be to let the Brits know they can still shoot that cannon.
Probably.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Don't look our way.
Yeah.
We'll fire the cannon back at you, and we'll turn it into the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 o'clock cannon, if necessary.
But the reason I mention all that is I think there's a history in America of successful Scots immigration. You know, and my grandfather's a proof of that. My dad. His son, my grandfather, and my dad and me, We've all kept that Scots pride, but we're here as Americans, and so I feel. And then, as Tug was just saying, that it's kind of rising up in popular culture. So maybe you're right on time. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, the move over here has been a process, but now that we're here, we're settled, and we're just loving it. And as I say, the similarities with where I've actually lived and where we're living just now, which is just at Woodstock. There's a lot of similarities there, so it feels like a a good transition.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're enjoying it.
So, all right, then, Braves, have you picked up college football at all? Have you been able to see that on TV or go?
I've seen a lot on TV and
stuff.
Well,
it's hard to miss around here.
Yeah, I've seen the Bulldogs, isn't it?
Yeah, Georgia, yeah.
Awesome. And then, but I've been at the Braves games. That's been kind of the main sport for
I love it.
For me, I've been enjoying that. And
you got a favorite player yet, or no?
The Acuña Jr.
Yeah, it's hard not to love that guy.
He's good pick.
He's a man. My man just plays
the
game.
You got a good eye for baseball.
I don't know if you know that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one to grab onto, for sure.
Hey, Tug, we want to get into some music, but first, I'd love for Adam to tell us about the experience of meeting Story for the first time and how you guys kind of hooked up.
Because you've been telling us about this guy for a while.
Yeah. It's we've been quietly working for quite a while. Now it's time to let the marketing arm drop and share Story with the world. But a quick story about Story is we met just by random chance, which is the beauty of this whole entire scenario, is that we met at the inaugural Roswell Music Festival, and there was not a big turnout this particular year, this particular parking lot stage. And I happened to see Dave on the stage. He wasn't scheduled to be there, but someone knew he played music and gave him the opportunity to come up and sing a couple of songs. I happened to be there at that moment. We were doing some promo for Live at the Print Shop at that festival, and he blew my mind. He just blew my mind. And he got off the stage, and I introduced myself to him, and he explained that he was just visiting, you know, on holiday, and that he was a full-time plumber and a boxer. And I'm thinking to myself,
a boxer?
No, man, you're a singer. And we'll talk about that. So we stayed in touch, and I never forgot that voice. We exchanged information. I reached out to him, and I invited him to come back to do a Live at the Print Shop, which we filmed about 2.5-3 years ago at this point, maybe a little over 3 years ago. It was a life-changing experience for me, having the conversation with him and seeing how passionate he was and really wanting to chase a dream. And it never left me. We stayed friends. We stayed in contact. And a lot of things were happening over in Scotland with Dave personally, with his family. Dave, unfortunately, lost his brother during the pandemic. Mm. And it was just a life-changing event for him. And I could tell he was kind of struggling inside, and I said, man, I don't know what you think about possibly moving over here to America to give this thing a go, and he considered it. And long story short, he sold his house, he sold everything. He and his lovely wife Jenny just moved over here, and they're chasing their dream. For me personally, this is something I've always wanted to do, is share a new artist with the world, and I really feel that this is the guy. I do, and I'm excited for him. I'm excited for me. I'm excited for everybody. You couldn't meet a better person, and to give an unknown a shot at the title, so to speak, this is a real Rocky story. And this guy is a boxer as well. He's traveled, boxed competitively, and has been training with his other brother for many years, and we'll show you a clip that kind of summarizes that.
Okay.
It's a clip that we play before he goes on live.
Does it look like some of the matches at the soccer stadiums? Is that what I'm going to say?
Exactly. And the other thing is, like, I feel like people, you know, I'm glad you asked this question, because now that we're marketing Story and we're able to work, it's great because it's an authentic story. It's a story that It was all happenstance and by chance. And you kind of, if you open yourself up to receive things like these,
good Lord works in mysterious ways.
And really listen to it. And I've just learned how to do that in the last few years. But it kept speaking to me. So we stayed in touch, and here we are today. It just feels right. It just feels right, man.
Well, cool. I want to get into the boxing thing, but I think what really speaks is the music. And so I think we should give listeners a chance to hear a song.
Absolutely.
First before we go any further here. You want to play? Would you mind playing a song live here? He brought his guitar up here, so we may as well use it, right?
And I want to know where Story comes from, the name Story, because I heard you call him Dave, and I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Right.
How's Dave? You'll have to explain how all that came about.
I will. That kind of came from me, and I'll explain it to you here.
Well, what song would you like for Braves Country to hear first? Now, you're going to speak to all the sports fans in the Southeast here. So what do you want to lead off with?
I'd quite like to play just like a good old blues song that I wrote, one of my early songs that I opened the set with.
say you love me 'cause you love my brother. Don't say you love me 'cause you tear my soul. Don't say you love me 'cause you love my brother. Don't say you love me 'cause you tear my soul. I've been everywhere now. I've seen her in my sights. She takes my hand and won't be shy. She's a coming home tonight. I've been lonely, I've been confused, but she don't know the state I'm in when baby comes back for more. And I sing now, don't say you love me 'cause you love my brother. Don't say you love me 'cause you tear my soul. Don't say you love me 'cause you love my brother. Don't say you love me 'cause you tear my soul. Redhead woman drives me crazy. I'll lose my mind 'cause I know she won't waste no time. Well, she's been lonely, she's been confused, but I know she come back for more. And I sing now, don't say you love me 'cause you love my brother. Don't say you love me 'cause you tear my soul. Don't say you love me 'cause you love my brother. Don't say you love me 'cause you tear my soul. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness now? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness now? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness now? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness now? Don't say you love me 'cause you love my brother. Don't say you love me 'cause you tear my soul. Don't say you love me 'cause you love my brother. Don't say you love me 'cause you tear my soul.
Goodness gracious. Where did that come from?
Wow. Wow.
Like, I mean, with all due respect, the voice just doesn't match, like, your persona. Like, you have this big, giant, like, rock star voice, and you're just a normal, regular guy.
That's it, man.
It's the inside coming out, isn't it?
Yeah. I just, grown up listening to a lot of Southern blues and rock and all that. And
when did you pick up a guitar, though? I mean, between boxing and you know,
plumbing
and everything else you got going on, when do you have time to pick up a guitar? Like, when did that happen?
Man, the guitar actually came very late for me. I mean, maybe 18 I started playing the guitar, because I was actually a drummer right till I was 18. I never sang, just was a drummer in a band. And I ended up singing a couple of songs with the band, and like Phil Collins style drumming and try to sing them. Yeah. It was quite difficult doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Don Henley does it for the Eagles. It was just like, holy cow, how do you, Phil Collins, like, how do you do that? I'm with you. It seems like it'd be very confusing.
Very difficult to try and get your head around that. But basically after that, I joined like a kind of 70s prog rock band. That's what I always say. I learned how to sing when I played with those guys, because they were 15 years older than me. They were writing songs that were like, the only bands I can really think of a comparison would be like King Crimson and bands like that, which is very obscure key changes and chord progressions. I had to learn how to sing over that stuff, and I do believe that's what's made me be able to sing now who I'm doing now.
It's amazing, man.
Man, I got a couple of questions about the song. It sounds like there's a love triangle going on with a redheaded chick. What's that about?
Yeah, it's not a personal story about me. Okay. It's actually like about a friend.
Sure.
So who are you trying to convince?
Yeah. No, it's actually like, it was just like about a friend. I wrote that song a long time ago. Uh-huh. I've actually I've just been bringing it back into the set, and it's I've been enjoying playing it. That's why I wanted to.
Holy cow! What is it called again?
It's called "Don't Say You Love Me."
Don't say you love me. Yeah. Makes sense. I can see where that would fit perfectly. Gosh, man, just the passion that you have, and you spill it out, you know, and it just seems you go from just an everyday guy. We're talking about soccer and football and. And then you sit that down and you turn into a rock star, man. It's like nothing I've ever seen before, not up close anyway. That's amazing.
That must have been what you felt like when you first saw him, Adam.
Definitely.
It's like a punch in the jaw.
It is. And I actually saw that later. One of Dave's superpowers is he makes grown men cry. I've seen it happen plenty of times. He has a song, maybe you'll play this if we have time. Called Edinburgh, and it answers sort of some of your questions that you're asking. It's sort of about Dave growing up in Edinburgh.
Like an autobiography.
So I feel like, you know, it's sort of a national anthem of sorts, you know, for Scotland in general, but Edinburgh in particular.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the name story, because I heard you call him Dave earlier.
Yeah.
Dave Archibald, right?
Yeah.
And so, but going under the pseudonym Story, tell me why.
Well, the story came out of my head. I'm thinking as a producer, Dave Archibald, great name. I'm glad his parents gave him that name. But I was thinking of a different name for Dave, purely from a marketing perspective, to be honest. And I had different names in my head, and these appear to me as I'm taking hikes out of the Kennesaw Mountain Trail.
That's a good spot.
And I was thinking, and I was like, he's a great storyteller, you know, particularly Edinburgh stuck out to me. And I was like, singer, songwriter, storyteller, and I thought of the name Story, you know, and I was like, and so I hit my friend Ed with it, and I sat on it for a while, because coming to someone and saying, hey,
we're
what do you think about changing your name is sort of, I want people to be themselves, and Dave is himself.
Yeah, how did you take that story when he came and told you that? What was your thoughts on that?
I was in, man, because... I think the way I pronounce my name, what we'd noticed was when I was doing the odd song here and there, people were coming up to me saying, what's your name? And I'm saying, oh, I'm Dave Archibald. And a lot of people are thinking I'm saying Steve or saying, I don't know.
Zero people got Dave Archibald.
Honestly, they're like, what?
But no one forgets Story.
Yeah.
Okay. And a quick story on Story furthermore. I sat on it for a few days. And I went to speak at a place called Eternal Strength, where it's at-risk youth. And I went to spend a little bit of time there. A guy named Dr. Wes Robbins, a good friend of mine. He's got a great thing going on. Shout out to Eternal Strength. But I was there that day speaking, and it was an emotional day, kind of telling my story, where I came from, and just kind of opening up with these special kids that are there. And Wes, after that, introduced me to his family, and he's got two wonderful daughters, and he introduced me to his young daughter, and he said her name is Story, and I'd never heard that name before, and I just was you know, thinking about
almost
Dave
a little God wink
Story
there.
And I was like, yeah, it was definitely a God wink, and I was like, well, there's my confirmation. And so I hit him with it that day, and he's like, I love it, and
there you go.
Story was born.
I like it.
Because you're wearing a Story t-shirt, and there's like an owl that's coming, looks like he's coming to get something to eat. I don't know, swooping down to do something, grab something.
Yep.
And I see the owl tattoo on your arm there, too.
And it's so funny, because I swear to you, you're going to think I'm lying. I know you're going to think I'm lying. Me and my wife, we have our property up in Alpharetta. It's about probably a little less than an acre, but 3/4 of it's wooded, right, except for where the house sits. And we have these owls, and they're barred owls. We had to look them up, because we kept hearing them, and I want to know what they look like. I mean, we've been hearing them. We've been living there 10 years, so we've been hearing them. And I don't know why it finally clicked. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go YouTube and say owls in Georgia. And I look it up, and it gives you all the different ones and says, this is what it is if you hear this. And we narrowed it down. And then we finally figured out what it looked like. But these things yell all the time. Oh. They wake me up from a dead sleep. They're so loud at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Woo, woo. You know, like, it's huge. So we're fascinated because we hear them so often. And then you got Kennesaw State down the road, that's the owls. I see you with this on, and literally we just looked up the owls that are around our house. You got tattoos. Tell me about the owl.
Man, there's actually, like we're going back to like a time we're speaking about, there was a time you were saying with the owls making that noise. I was staying at my parents' house for a while before coming over here. And it was just after my brother had passed away, and I went out a walk in the middle of the night with my dog, and I was walking, I had earphones listening to music, and my dog just started freaking out. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And I looked up, and there was these two like white owls just flying up above me. It was weird. It was obscure.
Almost like angelic.
Honestly, it was crazy. And they were screeching and like this crazy noise. So that's kind of why I got that tattoo. And the kind of brand's been running off that. And then it's just weird stuff. Like at Adam's house, there's this owl that keeps turning up in his garden. It's just quite, it's just a weird,
it seems to be. A little pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
Of sorts.
That's it. And yeah, just kind of.
That's a good reason, man. I'll take it. I'm fascinated. I think they're great. I love here. It's the only time I've ever woken up at 3 a.m. and been okay with it.
Yeah.
I've even gotten up out of the bed and just walked outside and listened to them.
Yeah.
You know, just listen. And they'll get in these big triangles. Like there'll be one behind the house, one in front of the house, and then one at the neighbor's house. And they're just yelling. It's like they have a sequence.
Better watch the dog, buddy.
No kidding, because we got this little schnauzer dog. And look, they'll swoop down and get it. What kind of dog do you have?
He's a big border collie.
Border collie,
yeah,
all right.
He's quite a tall.
Great dog.
He's a good dog.
Man,
ask him what his name is.
What's the dog's name?
Kyle.
What, Kyle? Why Kyle? I mean, it's like Bob. I name a dog Bob. I name my dog Kyle. Like a human name.
Yeah, well, we rescued him when he was maybe like 9 months. So he was given that name, and we just thought, oh, it's quite a funny name.
Yeah, let's name him Kyle. Shouting. I'm going to go get beers with Kyle. I'll be back.
I know.
You know?
Kyle's a cool dog.
That is awesome, man.
We flew him over. He's been in a 9-hour flight over to the States.
How did he handle that?
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today. 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
How did he handle that?
Well, we were worried about that, but it was all right. We got him in a big, they put him in a big sort of crate, and it was just weird. He came running out of the airport as if he'd just
like it was luggage or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on the conveyor thing.
He comes running out from the sort of border control area, and I'm like,
yeah.
He just looks like he'd been for a nap.
Holy cow.
Hey, I know everybody's in a good mood, but I don't want to bring it down. But you want to talk to us about your brother, man, and tell us what happened. And
he struggled with depression, basically, and the whole pandemic
infected a lot of people that way.
Yeah, and it sucked, didn't it?
Terrible.
Yeah.
He's something that you don't know. You never really talk about. I write a lot of music that's obviously touches on that because it's a good way to kind of
deal with it.
Deal with that.
What was
thing.
His name?
Pete
Archibald.
Yeah.
And so how old was he? Your older brother? Or
2 years
brother?
Older than me.
Three years
older than me, actually.
And I hate to hear that.
Sorry that you lost him.
Oh, no, I appreciate it.
And how supportive has your wife and family been, not only in dealing with that, but your move to America?
Very supportive. My family are, like, unbelievable. My mum and dad, especially, they're, like, warriors. And, if it wasn't for them, and obviously Adam and my wife, I wouldn't be able to do it. It wouldn't have been possible.
Support, so, man. It's all about relationships, all about support. And so what is it that your wife likes to do? What does she enjoy?
Well, she's done this move with me because she believes in me, which is amazing. And she's got sort of high hopes. I mean, you never know. We'll just keep chasing the dream, but she's in marketing and IT and business. So.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a
very sharp girl. I don't know how the hell he got her.
Yeah, but
what's she doing with him? Jeez. But he got really lucky.
In the South, we call it outkicking your coverage.
Yeah, that's pretty much
He outkicked his football.
That's exactly right.
But she's great. I'm kidding. Dave's a great dude.
She keeps me in check.
Well, but like you like music. You like football or soccer, as we call it. But what is she interested in? What does she like? I mean, is she into music too? Is she a musician or is she an artist or what does she like to do?
She's a big music fan. She comes everywhere with me. We go and see bands or whatever.
My wife and I do the same thing.
Yeah. And we're back in Europe. We've done a lot of traveling. She loves traveling and we've just done a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, just making the most of everyone, basically. That's we're both the same.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's fantastic.
So
that's
she likes all training and stuff too. She does a bit of the boxing too.
So. Oh my heavens! Yeah. Oh, goodness. So. Crazy. Yeah, let's go back to that. Let's talk about the boxing.
You got to see this dude throw hands.
Yeah. As long as they're not coming at me, I'll watch it all day. I just don't want any of them coming toward my face.
It's impressive.
Yeah, but because growing up in the South, I didn't grow up around boxing. Mm-hmm. But my wife's from upstate New York, and she loves it.
Yeah.
Like, she will watch boxing. She'll find it herself.
Yeah.
And watch boxing. I'm like, what are you watching? And she's like, it's like a middleweight class. And I'm like, why? And she's like, I don't know. My dad watched it. If it's on, I watch it too. And so, okay. But how do you start boxing? That doesn't seem like a common thing for a young man to do.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong.
My big brother, I've got two brothers. So yeah. my big brother, Ross, he's still training. He's a bit older than me. He's like 38, Ross. So he's boxed since he was like, I don't know, 14 or something like that. And he actually done quite a lot of traveling with it and had a lot of amateur fights in Canada and London, all over the place.
Wow.
Good fighter. And I kind of fell into it with him and I just started training him. Then I got introduced into sparring and basically just ended up. There used to just be loads of guys, and we'd all just meet up and just like
beat each other up.
Pretty much, it's done in a gentlemanly fashion, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
Trying to kill it, like we're not killing each other. We're sharpening the tools.
Yeah,
you know,
right. So. That's usually after a couple of beers that the gloves come off, and then it's I kid.
Man, honestly, like for a fitness.
I hear it's great.
Keep you in shape and fit. There's nothing better, in my opinion, than you can take out a wee bit of frustration at the same time.
Yeah, there's a lot of good qualities.
There is a singer-songwriter who's kind of got a similar vibe to your style named Paul Thorne.
I've
have you heard of him yet?
Yeah.
And Paul Thorne is from Tupelo, Mississippi. Yeah. He's a real southern kind of guy. And he is a former professional boxer.
Yeah.
So I've got a great idea for a promotion.
He fought Roberto Duran.
I know.
He did fight Roberto Duran.
Yeah,
he went 14-4 in his professional career. I'm looking it up here. I'm thinking we have a song swap, but we also have like a little sparring match. We set up a little Paul Thorne story.
Okay,
like boxing.
Right. Here we go.
Come on. This could be huge.
The promoters
stirring the pot a little bit over there.
Seriously, I'm not sure about that. I love the song.
I heard Paul Thorne wants to fight you.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you got our own Don King over here.
One punch in the throat. I'm not allowing
Paul Thorne said there's only enough room in the South for one former boxer, singer-songwriter.
He punches a bag only.
Oh, my God.
He's calling me right now. He says, I'm going to take this guy down. What do you think about that story?
I think you'd kill me, man.
I'm a Paul Thorne fan, by the way. Love it.
Okay,
movie.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, let's get these guys together. I think there's something there.
You know, my faith is important to me. Christian man, are you faithful like that? I mean, you know, you talked about, you know, your brother and that sort of thing and the owl kind of popping up, and we talked about it being a God wink a little bit. Does faith ever?
I wouldn't say I'm like overly faithful. I do believe in like I don't know, man. I believe in something bigger.
There's something.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
It has to be.
And there has to be. And I believe like I think I'm quite a spiritual guy. I believe in signs and I mean, I think there's something else there. I just I'm kind of just working.
Trying to figure out what that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I know, man, and I'm a pretty devout Christian, and I still have all those same questions.
Yeah,
you know, I know how I feel about my faith, but I still have question marks all the time.
Yeah, man.
And I have to ask those same questions, like, what am I missing? What am I not seeing that's happening here?
Yeah.
But I just think it's fascinating because coming from such different places, I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of religion in school and stuff, but it's, my family are one half are more religious than the other. And
yeah, sure. Just kind of my family's the same way.
I've been brought up kind of this, like, sort of to work out what I believe in. So I'm kind
of... Well, as long as you're on the path towards finalizing your thoughts on that, that's a good thing. A lot of people don't never even get on the path or think about it. And if you're on the path, you're welcome, you know, towards sort of sorting it out for yourself, which I think a lot of people sometimes it takes
a lifetime.
Yeah,
it does.
It does, man. Can I ask you about that other tattoo? There's another tattoo.
Yeah, man.
It looks like a Native American. I would call it that.
Yeah, man.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that is what that is. But what's interesting with that is the reason I got that is because my gran, she always had this statue figurine thing on top of our fireplace, and it was that exact Native American carved thing on top of the fire. And when she passed away, which was a long time ago, my dad taking that, so he's got that now, and then I just wanted to get that tattooed on me because it's just kind of been in the family. And
that's so cool.
It's just quite crazy how we've ended up in like Cherokee County.
Yeah, no kidding. And it looked, because that's the first thing I noticed when you walked in, other than the owl, because I saw it on the shirt and your right forearm. But I couldn't help but notice what looked like a Native American, a Cherokee Indian potential.
Southerners, Scots, and Native Americans all have a healthy, appreciation and anger towards oppressive government.
Did you ever figure out?
We all have something in common there.
Did you ever figure out why your grandmother had that particular thing?
Actually, I honestly don't know why. It was literally just being in our house for.
That's
the
so cool.
whole time I ever
so cool.
remember being there. So I just always remember seeing that and thinking, I want to get that.
And now here you are in one of the homes of Native Americans.
Exactly.
So
it's
full circle. And the owl's chasing you. Something's going on.
Man, that is it. You're right.
No, I love it.
So the new record is it's not exactly new, but it's your first release over here. Live at the Print Shop, of course, which is an Adam Blank production. And 9 original songs. This one was performed as a duo with Yanni. Tell us about Yanni. Yanni, I can't even say his last name. Yanni?
Yanni Raneke.
Okay, who's that to you?
Well, Yanni played with Angie Aparo. Uh-huh. And it was actually Adam he was just showing me the episode of Angie and Yanni playing in the live at the Print Shop. And I remember like sitting going, who's that guy on the guitar? That is insane.
He's splendid.
So... when we went in, we actually went and recorded some demos at Ed Rowland's house, and he had brought us into the studio, and Adam had actually said, if you could get a guitarist to come and play on our record too, to be, and I said, well, be Yanni. Mm-hmm. And so he phoned Yanni and brought Yanni in, and he's an awesome player from, he's from South Carolina, isn't he?
He's from Hilton Head originally, he's in Nashville now.
Is he? He's not also from Europe or the UK, Yanni?
No.
Huh? Okay, cool.
He's. I think he's South African.
South Africa.
Sort of,
okay.
South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's a great, amazing guitar player.
That's cool,
really,
man.
Really, really good.
I mean, we're going worldwide.
Yeah, this is very international. Yeah.
We're going. Well, we got South African guitar players. We got Scots on the vocals, man. This is big time.
So what's going to happen? I mean, we got a great record, a live record. What's the plans for the future? Are we going to make a studio recording?
Yeah, I'm just sort of working our way towards that. Just getting the songs tightened up and get a few songwriting sessions and.
We're currently looking for sourcing producers that are much better than me, you know.
Come on.
hey, but that's what we're doing. So the record will be next. One thing we just finished up, man, that was a lot of fun we could talk about is we did a story opened up for Collective Soul up on a Canadian tour and did five or six shows up there, and we just got done with that, and it went really, really well, and we got to perform a lot of these songs that are on this
That's
record.
Cool. What was the reaction?
In front of a live audience, it was remarkable, to say the least.
What about the Collective Soul Boys? What do they think? Because I mean they're a pretty legendary band. They've had a few hits in their day.
Yeah.
What has been their feedback to you?
I mean, Ed's kind of he's taken this whole thing under his wing a lot.
He has been so supportive. As a matter of fact, they're going to be posting something a little bit later today, something that we shot, and Ed called me personally and said, I really want our fans to know about this guy. So we went and filmed a couple clips a couple days ago, and Ed said, this is my favorite new artist. Please check him out.
That's cool.
You know, I was there at the Fox Theater when they kind of gave you your kind of premiere in a way, and they stopped the show, Tug, in the middle of their Collective Soul set at the Fox Theater. Didn't have to. and just introduced Story, and he came out, and nobody knew what to expect, and he brought the house down, man. He really great job. And I took a little video clip of it. You might want to throw that on the YouTube, too.
Yeah.
Pretty cool moment. And you came on stage, and I said, how did that feel? And what did you say? How did it feel, anyway, to have that
I can't remember
happen?
What I said there. Well, I shouldn't say it just now. But it felt amazing, man. I mean, that was that venue is just outstanding.
Oh, my gosh. Fox is incredible. Legendary.
Them actually just stopping halfway through their set and letting me get up and sing a song. I mean, not many people would ever do that for anybody.
Because I grew up on Collective Soul. Yeah. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. And I've been listening to them since, you know, before high school. What about you? Had you heard of them? Did you know them?
I knew Shine back in the UK.
How can you not? Like, it was such a monster hit.
But I learned a lot more about them by seeing them on Live at the Print Shop.
Yeah.
And then eventually when I got to meet up with Ed and just got to know the guys more, I dug further into their sort of back catalogue of their more rare songs, and I think they're a great band, and they're literally the nicest guys you could ever meet as a whole band.
So good.
And veteran musicians like that, you can learn a lot from those guys. On tour in Canada, what's something you learned from Collective Soul?
The way that as a band, they've just got they're very professional how they run their. Everything's run very professional. I learned just a lot of how Ed he works the crowd, and it's just like it was just amazing to watch that, because I'm learning with that. I mean, I used to be a front man of a rock band, and I done my thing, but when I'm seeing Ed doing it, it's a whole different level. That guy's a professional, and for being the guy that's in the front of the stage, you've got to like learn from guys like Ed. The crowd are in the palm of his hand.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, man. Guys are unbelievable.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about another band from Scotland, actually, that I toured with a little bit over there called the Temperance Movement. Do you remember these guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Phil Campbell, the former lead singer of the Temperance Movement? I was thinking you guys should be buddies.
Well, there's an interesting story with that, because I don't know Phil Campbell very well, but when he left the Temperance Movement, I got a phone call to go and meet to take his spot in the band.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, but it wasn't the right thing at the right time. And
yeah, it's not
I
wanted
to
thing.
Do my own thing, do you know what I mean? But I met up with Paul, the guitarist. He's a great guy, and we actually shared some ideas and done a little bit, but they guys were doing really good. Phil Campbell's still playing, but he's doing his solo thing now. But I don't think Temperance Movement are going at all anymore.
No.
The guitarist is playing session with James Blunt and Robbie Williams and these people, so he's tied up with that. But
seems like Phil's doing well over there, becoming kind of a Scottish
music
icon.
He's a great singer, really good singer. He's got the whole way the Rolling Stone Temperance movie, Rolling Stones Mick Jagger vibe.
Will you go back and will you go play in Scotland still, even though you're launching your career here in America?
I'd love to go back, and hopefully down the line go back with Yanni Adam and Robbie, the guy who plays percussion. It'd be great to go back and show how things have progressed.
Absolutely.
I played one show as just me before the move over to the States, and it was just me with my guitar, and it was a great show, and it'll just be good to go back maybe with a bit more added to it, and just so people
can see. As things pick up on one continent or the other continent gets jealous, let me tell you. What happens, you know, you'll start doing well over here, and the homeland will get fired up about you, and you'll come back to like a crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you'll do well, like a lot of bands here, they'll go over to Europe and do well, and then, you know, fans here can't go to the show. They can just watch it on social media, and they're jealous, and they come back, and you see a surge in your crowd. So I think you're working both by working here.
That's smart.
Man, that's it, man. And obviously, I'll never forget where I'm from. It's obviously Scotland. And especially going back to Edinburgh, it's a great place to play. It's not a music city. It's not like a musical country. Hence why this is why you always want to come to the States, because
You got those bagpipes kicking. That's pretty
musical. Man, that's pretty strong.
Have you heard of Allie the Piper yet? Oh my God, you guys got to look this up. She's coming on tour. She's Allie the Piper. Let's just leave it at that. You got to check it out. She's a redheaded chick like you're singing about in your song.
What else do you like to listen to, man? Like, I grew up on bands like Oasis and I love the Stones. Yeah. I love the Beatles and all that sort of stuff. What do you like to listen to?
Man, I love them. It's such a I grew up really blues-based from a kid, because my dad, he's a blues musician too.
Sure.
So I grew up a lot. Like, I always say this when I get asked, Taj Mahal. I'm a massive Taj Mahal fan. Just love Statesboro Blues. That was kind of the first song ever sang and realised I could sing was a blues song.
That's cool.
So blues, but like right across the board, man. I love rock. We were at a heavy metal festival for the last 4 days.
You ever heard of the band Kaleo?
Yeah,
I love their like Iceland. Oh, they're good, Icelandic, man. Icelanders.
Real good.
I love that band.
And they sing the blues.
They're
band Rival Sons? Dave introduced me to them.
I've heard of that band. I can't say that I know them, but I've heard the name. Because I'm such a music guy too, man. I'm always digging around trying to find something new to listen to. I just
dig
love it all.
That.
Oh, yeah.
But what about the foundation? Did you spend a lot of time on Robert Johnson?
I dabbled with the Robert Johnson stuff. I probably came a few decades newer than that. I'm more the 60s.
The Chicago stuff.
60s, 70s blues kind of thing. I mean, I grew up, there's a guy, I don't know if you've heard of, a Scottish singer called Frankie Miller.
Okay,
he's worth checking out if you're, he's amazing, man. Like, I grew up listening to him, and just that kind of, he was like a white guy singing the blues kind of thing, and when it was quite eye-opening for me that this guy could sing like that, and I was like, I kind of studied him and Terry Reid and all these guys.
It's funny, you know, you talk about the Swampers and you talk about Muscle Shoals. I mean, when the Stones came over, they thought they were going to work with black singers, and they got there and they're like a bunch of white boys out there, and they're like, well, hang on, where are they at? Really, where are they? They're like, no, this is them.
That's crazy.
Because same ability.
It really is one thing down in the South. People think that we're all divided, but it's all one thing. We're all just Southerners together, and we don't see color as much as folks think that we do.
Or would like to pretend like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like to pretend it, I think.
Well, we have to mention my favorite Scottish artist since we're coming talking about that, and that's Jerry Rafferty.
Baker Street.
God, how good was he?
Oh, son. No, just next
down
level.
The line is probably one of my favorite tunes. Just can't get enough of
dude,
that.
Dude, Jerry Rafferty's
had
strong.
Had to give him a shout out there.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it, man. Good stuff.
Well,
all right, before we get to maybe a song and wrap up here, because we don't take any more of your time, but now that you're here in the South, have you been introduced properly to Southern Eaton? Southern food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the table is set for your career, but has the table been set for your eating?
He is a full-on pig.
Oh, man. I'm like, sure.
He's on a constant search for food. He loves it.
Let's hear about some of the food and some of the restaurants you've been to that you love that are Southern foods.
The best Southern food is, by far, Adam's wife, Dana. She literally makes the ultimate. Like, what's it? Green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Corn souffle.
Speaking my language.
I love that you said that. She thinks she's a terrible
cook. He's a smart guy over here.
Yeah, he knows where his bread's buttered.
She does make some great Southern food.
Honestly, man, it's me and Jenny love coming around for that food, man. That buffalo chicken and stuff. I'm all
so delicious. Have you eaten like biscuits? And gravy or sausage?
I took him
biscuit?
To get his first biscuit. I'll never forget. Which is so fun hanging out with Story because everything is new to him. I remember even like going to Publix the first time. He's like, holy crap, look at all this stuff. He's like, we have three choices of bread, you know? Yeah. And so the things that we take for granted, everything is kind of, you know, new. Not that Scotland's a third world country,
but
there's just,
it's just different.
You know, it's just a lot different. So that's very fun.
Not better or worse, just different.
And him having his first biscuit.
Same way fish and chips are not so good over here, but over there,
that's
man,
right.
Banging.
And haggis is not as good over here, that's for sure. He brought some haggis to my house.
You know what you can get? You know what you can get on the streets of Scotland that I love is that fried Snickers bar.
Oh, that's
like
amazing,
a thing over
man.
There, man.
You can get that deep fried Mars bar.
Yeah.
You name it. And I'll just dunk it in butter and fry it.
Just dunk it in butter and fry it.
It's great, man.
They're it. Now, that's a connection between the Deep South and Dangham, Scotland.
Like
man.
Fry
anything.
There's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of similarities.
I mean, if you're hungry enough, you might fry your shoe.
Exactly.
You
know?
As long as it's fried, you'll try it.
Okay, here's an important question. What about grits? Have you tried grits?
I think I can see why people might not like the consistency of that, but I've kind of grew up eating porridge and oatmeal and stuff, so I like it. I eat with everything.
Good Lord, I grew up on it.
So. Any barbecue? What about ribs? Barbecue sandwiches? You into that yet?
Well, what happened was I actually was a vegetarian before I moved over here.
That lasted like 4 days.
Did you really?
I was 3 years vegetarian. Well, no. I eat fish sometimes, so I think you call it a pescatarian, but that wasn't my intention to be like that. But anyway, I stopped eating meat basically for 3 years.
What possessed you to do that?
I with my training, I was eating so much chicken, all the time, that the point that I was just like, I was physically, it was actually turning my stomach when I was eating it much. So,
oh my gosh.
I just had a break for it, and then the break went on for years, and then I came over here, and I was trying to like eat vegetarian, but even like the chips have got bacon in them.
We do love some bacon. I've never seen anything that bacon did not make better.
I know.
Bacon makes everything better.
You're right, man. I love the
except for your heart and your cholesterol. It actually doesn't help that, but it sure tastes good.
But you can put bacon in your grits.
Oh, yeah. You can.
I've stayed, dude.
I know. But Jenny and Story were at my house, and we were having this big cookout, you know, and there were steaks everywhere and chicken and fish, and Dave was still on his, you know, pescatarian kick, and he just looked miserable. We were all just enjoying ourselves. It was, you know, I felt bad.
So your wife, like, she did not stop eating.
She did not stop. Yeah. I mean, she cut back a bit because she likes fish, so it didn't really, she cut back a bit on meat. Yeah. She never stopped, but
yeah.
We actually were in Tennessee. We went to like a cabin. I was just going to go and make some noise on my guitar over a weekend. We went to this restaurant. Jenny was sitting with like this big meal. It was amazing. And I was literally just sitting with a bowl of fries. And I was just like, I'm coming back on to the meat.
It's over. Well, look, there's no frowning on it. I have a friend of mine who's vegan, actually. His body just doesn't produce or break down animal fat. So he just can't process it. So he's stopped and he's vegan.
Yeah.
Now, I give him grief about it. Don't get me wrong. I give him a hard time about it. It just doesn't work for him. And I had my son, who's now in college, but he was allergic to everything as a kid. And he, milk, eggs, wheat, oats, rice, barley, fish, shellfish, peanuts. He was allergic to everything. So we had to do a lot of different vegan meals for him, too. So it's not foreign to me altogether. You know what I mean? I know a little bit. No, I didn't stick with it. Boy, as soon as he grew out of those allergies, I was back home.
Dave says he feels better since he started eating meat again. He trains a lot. You know,
okay.
The protein is a big part of him. But
weird, like,
everybody has their own thing, you know?
That's it.
What do you miss most, the food in Scotland? Is there a food you miss from home?
We joke about it, but I really, really do actually miss haggis. I love it.
Now tell our listeners what haggis actually is, for the record. Go.
Basically every single part of the inside of a sheep. Basically.
Intestines of a sheep.
There's a little bit of lung in there.
Yeah.
Apparently.
There are some eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
fine
some.
By me.
There's definitely a little bit of lung in there. That's my favorite, but.
Well, that's where you're getting those great pipes for singing. You're assimilating the pipes.
I love it. That's so funny. Yeah, I think I would like it too. I would like to try it. Maybe one day when you go back home and play.
I want to
be there. Like, I'll carry the guitar. I'll be a pack mule. Whatever you need.
I had it. They brought me. They made some. Did you make it or bring it?
No, I made it.
I think you had to smuggle it. I don't think you can get it here. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, they had some, and it tastes sort of like liver to me. You ever had like fried chicken liver?
Yeah, I've had them.
Kind of iron rich stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it tastes like.
I grew up on chicken livers there was a little gas station.
Yeah, you get them at the gas station.
I'm with you, bro.
Fried chicken livers at the gas station.
They are the best.
The very best. Like, and anybody that don't like them don't know how to live.
You're my type of guy, Tom.
Son, that's why we get along so dang well.
That's right.
I'm just telling you.
Don't underestimate gas station cooking in the South, man. You got to go in and try it. That's what it's all about.
The number one, I can't remember who said this, and we'll get to the song, I promise. The number one hamburger in all of Georgia is at a gas station in Dunwoody. Gosh, the name of it escapes me, so please forgive me for that. It was one some big, you know, Southern Cooking magazine or some food magazine, whatever, and they're breaking it down. Best hamburger from all over America. NF, the NF burger in Dunwoody, Georgia. It's in a gas station. They say it's the best burger in the state of Georgia.
I gotta try it.
I've had it. It's strong.
Yeah.
It is so good. So, gas station hamburger, damn it.
I love it. I'm going to try that.
NF.
Go there after this.
NF in Dunwoody. Go give it a holler.
I'm going to put that on my phone.
You got another song?
Yeah.
I'd love to see if you would close us out with one,
course,
so that people could hear another song. And if folks at home, go to Story's website. He's got a new website, storymusic.com. That's storie music.com. He's Story Music Official on the socials. at Story Music Official. And of course, his new record, get that at liveattheprintshop.com on Blank Records, Story Live at the Print Shop.
Yeah, it's on all the streaming platforms.
You can get it in the streaming too if you must, but try to get the record if you can, you know. And look out for more music coming from Story soon.
Yeah, we got shows coming up. We're working on that right now. We're going to do two Eddie's Attic shows I know of. December 4th and 5th with Ed Roland.
Okay. Oh, great. We'll be at that.
Benefit shows. Come check that out.
Nice. That'll be cool. Awesome. Man.
Well, tell us what you're going to play for us to close the show.
I'll play Edinburgh because I feel like
quite
a fitting.
I feel like we need a cannon or something. Maybe somebody should maybe we'll
get
wolf.
In there, Dave.
Boom. So here we go. This is Story with Edinburgh right here on the Braves Country Podcast.
As I walk back home with these bloodshot eyes, hoping no one's in my house tonight. Oh, I'd run up the stairs and hit those lights, lay beside myself till the morning time. Oh, I'm in Edinburgh where I was raised, where my dreams were bigger than the songs I played. Oh, I'm in Edinburgh where I was born. To live out loud and be someone. In my high school years when I lost my way, drag a smoke from another as I misbehave, getting full of the drink as I passed out harder. But these teenage years left stays on me. Oh, I'm in Edinburgh where I was raised, when my dreams were bigger than the songs I played. Oh, I'm in Edinburgh where I was born. To live out loud and be someone. While the city sleeps, my soul's on fire, I will cherish this and come alive. Oh, I'm in Edinburgh where I was raised, when my dreams were bigger than the songs I played. Oh, I'm in Edinburgh where I was born. To live out loud. Be someone. Be someone. Oh, be someone.
Unbelievable, man. Wow. Like nothing I've seen in some time. That's extraordinary. Congratulations,
I appreciate that,
man.
I honestly do.
Dave Archibald, you are story. Your story is great, and your songs are great. Your voice is great, and I think you are going to be someone. You already are. Way to go, man.
And
it's
I appreciate
great
it, and I appreciate being on here with you guys. Oh, my gosh, talking, man. Learning a bit more about Southern life, too.
Yeah, you're welcome here anytime.
Oh, man,
yeah,
gosh, anytime, know. Always. And I can't wait when we look back 10 years from now and we laugh about sitting here when you're just getting started. And
man.
It'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll be following your story.
From your mouth to God's ear.
Like you said, for the first time you heard him, I'd heard it recorded, and I was like, wow, that's good. But to hear it live, I mean, that's just next level, total different layer.
You see the emotion. It's authentic.
It's real.
And I think people,
they connect
to it. They're looking for something that's real. And
because
that's what story is.
But
it's authentic.
It's such a great point, is that there's so much now that's not real. Social media is not real. What's on the news is not real. You see all the things in the world that are just, it's not real, and it's fake and artificial. So when you do see something, you know it immediately.
If you want to hear the truth and you want to see something truly authentic, check out Story.
Make sure you do it. Man, thank you so much.
Man, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And yeah, hopefully you'll have me back again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We'll come see you at Eddie's Attic. What are the dates on that?
Sure.
December 4th and 5th, I believe.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Good seeing you guys.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.